Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here with some advice on healthy living. More bad news for Roundup. Dr. Stephanie Seneff at a recent conference took the audience by surprise when she declared, at today's rate, by 2025, one in two children will be autistic. She noted that the side effects of autism closely mimic those of glyphosate toxicity and presented data showing a remarkable correlation between the use of Roundup on seeds and crops with the rising rates of autism. Because it's used on corn and soy, all soft drinks and candies sweetened with corn syrup, and all chips and cereals that contain soy fillers have glyphosate in them. Also, beef and poultry fed GMO corn or soy. Wheat products are also sources of glyphosate toxicity. Pregnant women living near farms where pesticides are applied have a 60% increased risk of children having autism. The USDA said that due to cost concerns, it didn't test for residues of glyphosate, the most widely used herbicide in the world. Monsanto claims that Roundup is harmless to humans. In my view, the situation is almost beyond repair, Dr. Seneff said after her presentation. We need to do something drastic. For more details on the dangers of Roundup and other toxic chemicals, visit DirtDoctor.com or my Facebook page for help. And tune into my talk show this and every weekend. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.